Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We would love to hear from you. If you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time hour, we would love to hear from you. Bob and Richard and Andrew and I would love for you to call right now, 844-322-2742. Otherwise, use that same number 24 hours a day, and we would love to address your question on a soon-coming edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Our question on the table today is this: how has the gospel helped you overcome fear and anxiety? In other words, how has the gospel helped you cast all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you? I mean, that really is the ultimate solution to the fears and anxieties that we experience in life. It is coming back to truth, coming back to grips with the fact that God loves us, that God cares for us, that he has our lives in his hands, and that we can genuinely trust him. So how has that gospel message helped you overcome fear and anxiety and given you a measure of peace that passes understanding? We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. Yeah. If you have a story to share or a question to ask on that particular topic, we would love to hear from you today at 844-322-2742. Andrew, so good to have you on today's broadcast, my friend.
Yes,
we've missed
you
the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's great to be back with you guys.
Yeah, well, you deal with a lot of people with their emotions and, have helped them kind of navigate that those topsy-turning waters. And
Yeah. What
are some things that you have seen with people and how they've overcome their emotional distress, and how has truth made a difference?
Yeah, I think we really just have to come to grips with a truth. It's a simple truth, but it kind of takes a lifetime to master, and that is that we're really not in control. And, you know, a lot of fear and anxiety comes from a desire to seek control. We want to control an unknown future. We want to control other people. We want to control circumstances. And in my view, you know, in terms of the fear, the anxiety that I've experienced, I mean, I remember growing up with a big fear of missing God's will. Missing out on God's will was a great fear of mine. And as I learned the truth about that, it set me free. I learned that God's will is really Jesus. I mean, God's will is Christ in me, Christ expressed through me. And I was so fixated on trying to control every circumstance to try to stay in God's will. And I had this sort of fantasy about what that looked like. And I had to live up to that in order to be okay. So I think that, you know, releasing control and saying, you know, God, you've got this, you're running the universe, I don't have to try to control this. And also included in that, Bob, I think, is a willingness for it to go bad. I mean, I don't want it to go bad, but I'm willing for it to go badly. Because if I'm not willing, then I really haven't given up my right there. And so I'm going to try to control, and that creates stress, anxiety, and fear. So, I mean, we parents, we do this with our kids. Growing up, we do it with God's will. There's so many examples of this. We are afraid of failure. We're fearful about the unknown, and so we try to control. And I think the Holy Spirit is our comforter, is teaching us how to let go of stuff and really just be willing for God to work things out in his way and for us to be content with that.
Yeah, Andrew, that's such keen insight, because that hits us where we all live. I think we all want to be in control. I know when my life has been at its worst, so to speak, when I've experienced the darkest of days, it's when I've wanted to be most in control, when I have worked so desperately to produce a certain outcome, to bring about a certain result.
Yeah.
And what helped me get out of that was coming to the same thing that you did, that I was never in control to begin with.
Yeah.
That if an outcome was going to come about, God would have to bring it about. He's the only one that was powerful enough, big enough, and willing to do the work to make that happen, to work all things together for good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we really have to address that control issue, don't we? and to recognize that, you know, we're just human beings. And praise be to God that He has considered us and that He has us in His mind and that He actually cares for us and that He's big enough to see the beginning and the end and knows how to work so that all things work together for our good. And I love what you said there, too, the fear of missing the will of God. How many Christians do you know live in that same fear? Mm-hmm. And there's a ton, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think that it's really important to think about how God, our Father, has set us up to relinquish control. I mean, this is what grace does. Grace softens us. Grace enables us to realize, you know, I don't even have to control this thing. Look, I'm already righteous. He's made me righteous as a gift. I'm already forgiven. If I mess up, I'm forgiven, so I don't have to control every little minute detail hoping for grand success. So if I'm forgiven and I'm righteous and I'm accepted and I'm deeply loved, and I really start to believe that, not just as like words on a page or as a Sunday morning sermon, but if I really start to believe He's for me, He's with me, He'll never leave me, then the gospel actually sets me up to where I don't believe that I have to control the outcome of things. So it's interesting how God's grace softens us and frees us up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff, Richard.
There's two things you guys have been talking about here that are really beautiful ironies. The first is the illusion of control. We want control, the realization that we've never been in control. And the other is we don't want to miss God's will. And then we realize that we'll always be in His will because of who He is. When you get over to the, I never had any control in the first place, and I'm always in His will, what a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Now, as long as we're hanging on to any piece of the other side of those ironic statements, we're in a mess. But when we get over here to realize that we're in His hands and nobody can take us out, now I can relax and learn something.
Yes, absolutely. Indeed. Good stuff as we start the broadcast today, everybody. Get His basic gospel. Andrew Farley is joining Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and me, and we're glad that you're here. In just a couple of months, we're going to go to Livermore, California, and talk to William, our friend, and we would love to speak with you as well. So if you can, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S. That's a toll-free call, as always, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, friends, we invite you to join Richard Piper and Bob Christopher in a message that will encourage you to break out of the negative spiral of reaction and instead begin to respond to the truth of the new covenant. Now, this message is called The Breakout, and it's yours this month as you make your gift to support Basic Gospel. We need your prayers and your support, friends, to keep the good news on the air and to meet our budget of $280,000 by the end of our fiscal year, which is coming up June 30th, just 51 days away. And when you make your gift this month, you automatically will receive a copy of The Breakout. Just click the prominent link at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Again, our question on the table today is, how has the gospel helped you overcome fear and anxiety? We've had a couple of people respond to us on Facebook. Shauna says, I don't know about fear and anxiety, but definitely the gospel has helped me overcome condemnation and guilt. So it was the freedom in Christ, understanding her freedom in Christ, that helped her break free from those feelings of condemnation and guilt. Samuel wrote, the freedom in Christ I've learned from the truth, the gospel. That's what helps me overcome fear and anxiety. And Teresa wrote this, that the gospel helped lifted the fear of punishment from her heart. Those are all just wonderful, wonderful comments, and we greatly appreciate those. So if you have a story on how the gospel has helped you overcome fear and anxiety, we would love to hear that on today's broadcast. Or if you are stuck in fear and anxiety and want some help, want some hope, we would love to hear from you as well. Again, 844-322-2742 is the number you can call to be a part of the Basic Gospel broadcast today. Yeah. Well, we're going to go out to William in Livermore, California. Hi, William.
Oh, hi, guys. On yesterday's program, I heard a question regarding what Paul wrote in the book of Romans about all of Israel being saved and whether that meant every Israelite that ever existed or just those who were considered Israelites because they were in Christ. And I was wondering if this passage from Matthew could shed any light on that. It's Matthew 8, 11, and 12. I'm looking at the New Living Translation, which renders it, "And I tell you this, that many Gentiles will come from all over the world, from east and west, and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the feast in the kingdom of heaven. But many Israelites, those for whom the kingdom was prepared, will be thrown into outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Hmm. What is your...
Pretty clear comment, pretty clear statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me. Yeah, I mean, we've already agreed the outer darkness is the second death.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, William, you've hit something that is helpful for us to understand. You know, my take on it, of course, you can't say that all of any nation will be saved if we're talking about geographic borders. We would never say all of Canada will be saved. No offense to my Canadian wife. We would never say, you know, all of the United States will be saved. We would never say all of Israel will be saved if we're talking about geographical borders, because obviously today if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. So it's possible to reject the gospel, and many do all over the world. Many reject the message that saves. So I think we're down to, you know, what is this Israel of God? What is this a new covenant group of people that God is really referring to through the Apostle Paul? And, you know, I think branches that are of unbelief are, you know, cut off from the tree of God, if you will. And some of those would have been Jews who were all about Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. And then when it's Jesus, well, no, thank you. I'll go back to the temple. So they rejected the Messiah and they would be cut off for their unbelief. And then there's these, you know, Gentiles who believe and they're grafted in like wild olive branches. So the tree represents the family of God, and some are broken off for unbelief, some are grafted in for belief. And so I think Paul really means, you know, this tree, this people of God, those are the ones who are saved, and it really doesn't have anything to do with geographical borders that we recognize through politics and through war these days.
As we talked about yesterday, that the people of God are made up of those who believe in their heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with their lips that Jesus is Lord. That's right in the heart of that discussion that Paul has about Jews and Gentiles. What's going to happen? And he says those who are saved are those who believe that Christ was raised from the dead, those who believe that he is Lord. That's what binds us together. That's how we stand as one, as the people of God. But William, great passage you bring to the table today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas, and talk to Sean, listening to us on the Word today. Hi, Sean.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Good. Wonderful. I just wanted to add that, you know, the acronym for fear is false evidence appearing real, and the enemy can create nothing, and we have a loving God that did not put a spirit of fear in our hearts. And I've had an issue, struggled with drugs before in my life, and talk about a fearful place. But when I felt that anxiety, I would literally walk around my house saying out loud, "Give me your peace, give me your peace, give me your peace." And I don't think there's anything that can match that.
Hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, I love that acronym, Bob.
Yes.
You know, false evidence appearing real. That's what the enemy does. Accusation, fake evidence against us, condemnation, accusation, and temptation. All of that stuff is, you know, the fiery darts of the enemy. And the armor of God is exactly what you're talking about, Sean. You know, the peace of God, you know, putting on The helmet of salvation, well, that protects your head. Putting on your righteousness. Lord, I am righteous. These darts don't work against me. I'm righteous. That protects your heart. That's what a breastplate does. So, you know, you put on the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. God is at peace with us. Give me your peace, Lord. So I love how you phrased it. I think you're really on to something profound, you know, and thanks for sharing that.
Sure. Well, thank you guys for your program every day, and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sean. Thank you. Tell a friend about the broadcast and call in anytime. We would love to hear from you again, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, indeed.
You know, Sean does have a great point there as far as fear, false evidence, you know, all the things that we fear in life, all the anxieties, all the worries that we have over things that never happen. They're just things that we conjure up in our minds. Either the enemy has put those things there, or we've thought about them ourselves based on past experiences. Maybe we have a guilt complex. Maybe we live in shame. And so as we think about our future, it's a very bleak and dark reality that's up ahead for us. At least that's what it feels like in our minds, or that's what we conjure up in our minds. And those things never happen. And so we're going around afraid of things that aren't real at all. But what we do know that is real is Jesus. And if you're a believer, and for those of you that are believers, Jesus is real in your heart. I mean, he is actually alive, living in your heart, and you can count on him. You can cast all your anxieties, your cares upon him, because you know, and this is real, this is true, this isn't just a hope so or a wishful thinking. This is true. He cares for you. That's the ultimate reality. God cares for you. And if you can rest in that, then man, you can cast off those anxieties. You can push them aside knowing that, hey, you have the reality that you're looking for in Christ Jesus. Andrew?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me, you know, think of a movie. That's sort of the imagery I get. We sort of watch a movie of what tomorrow might look like, and when the movie turns sour, when it becomes a horror film, then we freak out about this movie. Of course, we're living in today, and the movie is not a prophecy. It's just a fear-mongering movie, a film of fear that where the enemy is saying, what if this happens? What if that happens? And I'll tell you guys, there's two things that I think really help when the movie is playing. And number one, you know, the hook is not going to hook me. The hook of fear is not going to hook into me if I'm willing for that to happen. What I mean is, let's say the fear is bankruptcy, okay? Well, there's no promise in the Bible that says you will never experience bankruptcy. There's no promise in the Bible that says, you know, I will keep you from everything on planet Earth. We know that's not the case. I mean, we can experience any sort of turmoil on this planet. Earth comes at us, and it's very real. So it would be delusion to say, oh, that's never, ever going to happen, because it could. So instead, what I have to say is two things. You know, I'm willing for this to happen. Why? Because number two, I have a contentment that nobody can take from me. I have something unshakable, unbreakable, and that is I have a connection with Christ that'll never be broken. So Paul says it's the secret of contentment in any circumstance, whether he's hungry or filled, whether he has plenty or little. So, you know, guys, I'm saying to me it feels like, you know, fear is often a movie being played in your mind. It's a hook of the enemy, and there's two thoughts that really help me. Number one, I'm willing for that to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I'm willing because that's not my contentment. That's not my source. That's not my peace.
Absolutely. Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and I'm glad that you're with us. I want to remind you once again that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and as we approach the end of our fiscal year, we continue to work toward that stated goal of $280,000, so to help us meet that budget. So we would love for you to be a partner with us, and you can do that at 844-322-2742. You can call your gift to that particular number or go online to basicgospel.net and make your gift. And when you do, you'll get a copy of Bob and Richard's message. And it's called the
Breakout.
The breakout. The breakout. And we would encourage you to do that. Again, 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net. I had a question from Jeff, who also wrote to us from Livermore, California. Can you please explain to me, can you make me understand, help me to understand what the writer of Hebrews is saying in chapter 6, verses 1 and 2? And thanks so much for your help. And Richard, I think you had that passage pulled up.
Yeah, let me read it and then the guys can talk about it. Therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. What is he writing about there?
Hebrews 6, 1 and 2.
Yeah, it's all about growing in Christ, isn't it? He doesn't want us to just remain babes in Christ. He wants us to grow and learn how to live out this new life that we have in Jesus. There are so many times and so many people that just merely spin around the beginning part of it. You know, they love that newness and they just want to stay in that newness and they never grow, they never mature, they never learn how to live that out in day-to-day life. So they just spin around the doctrines and that sort of thing. And you know, they forget them and they have to go back to them and blah, 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 all those sort of things. Yeah. But this is really about growing in Christ, growing in the grace of God, growing in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and learning to see things from his perspective, not just from a human perspective. We've talked a lot about that on the broadcast on our teaching edition over the last 3 or 4 weeks, but that's what maturity is, and I think this is a call from the writer of Hebrews for believers to mature, to move forward in Jesus.
Yeah, look who he was writing to, people who couldn't quite bring themselves to walk away from the Mosaic covenant. Mm-hmm. That was their poison. We all have our own that keeps us, holds us back, and why are we so fearful to step forward? Why do we have anxiety about throwing ourselves in the arms of Jesus? And he's saying, let's move on.
Yes.
Let's do this. Take the step of faith and watch what happens.
Yeah. You know, I look at verse 1, elementary teachings about Christ. So for a Hebrew, that would be, number 1, Jesus is Messiah. Then number 2, not laying again repentance from dead works. Well, what are the dead works? Well, every time you march into the temple and offer another sacrifice, that's a dead work because Jesus is your sacrifice. What about cleansing rites? Well, same thing. You don't have to do these cleansings and ceremonial washings. Hebrews, let's leave this behind now. The laying on of hands, what's that about? It has nothing to do with what people call the charismatic gifts today or anything like that. The laying on of hands was the high priest putting his hands on this goat, this scapegoat, and saying that, you know, this is a symbol, a picture of what Messiah will do, taking away your sins. Resurrection of the dead, that was a Hebrew debate. The Sadducees didn't believe in resurrection. Well, there is resurrection through Christ, in fact. So he's saying, let's leave all this behind and let's fix our eyes on Jesus. He is everything.
Yes, indeed. Well, we hope that answer was helpful, and we hope that's an encouragement to our listeners today. We have everything that we need in Christ Jesus. We can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Let's move forward in Christ Jesus. Let's take hold of this eternal life for which we were called and begin to see that lived out in everyday life. It's the most marvelous adventure that we will ever experience in life. As our friend Ravi Zachariah said, it is a perpetual novelty knowing Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And let's move on in that perpetual novelty of him.
That's good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, friends, Richard and Bob have recorded a CD called The Breakout, a message to encourage you to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant and experience all that God has provided in and for you through Jesus Christ. A copy of The Breakout is our gift to you this month when you make your gift to help us at Basic Gospel meet that year-end need of $280,000 to be able to meet our year-end budget. $280,000 is really nothing to God working through his people. I think that many of us would like to be a partner in that. Join us today. Click the prominent link right at basicgospel.net, right on the homepage, or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. That's up and available 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for joining us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob, Richard, and Andrew, Bob Davis, saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.